What's up, everybody? Dewey Rogers, again, CMO here of The Perfect Workout, and I am back again with our CEO, Kyle Recchia. We're going to be talking about some new resources that we've got for fat loss, our new fat loss program, and just a bunch of exciting things that we've got for you guys coming up. So check it out, and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Fast Fit Podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of Fast Fit. We hope you enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Today, Kyle let me come back on the show from, you know, a few episodes ago here. And so I'm thankful that he let me do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about, we talked last time that I interviewed him about fat loss and some of the things that you've been experiencing and testing out and trying. You know, you got the book out, and but that doesn't mean that your own health journey has stopped. So today we're just going to deep dive that, and I'm going to kind of let you run with this and just hear, what are the things you're trying? What experiences are you having? What are we doing at Fast Fit and The Perfect Workout with some of those things? So yeah, just take it away.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and thanks for doing this again.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to get out of the hot seat, so we'll have to change this up soon. But so yeah, as I mentioned when we were talking before, I've been experiencing some cool stuff recently in my journey since writing the book. Specifically, we'll just dive right into it. I'm down as of today, so this is late February, I'm down 25 pounds since December 1st. So about 2 pounds a week, which is great. Yeah. And I've been doing this using DEXA scans to ensure that I'm not, that weight is not fat, muscle loss, it's fat loss. So that's been really, really exciting. It's been life changing for me, more energy, more sleep, more confidence. And at the same time, in some ways, it's been relatively effortless, and I'll get into why here in a second. But I think I'm going to come back to this idea. Some of our members have heard early on with our podcast with Jen that most people come to us to gain strength, and yet almost everybody in one way or another wants to lose fat and tone up their body and look and feel better. So fat loss is a goal. And fat loss and nutrition is like religion. There's a million different things you can talk about, and it can be big and complicated. And so on one hand, we've taken the approach for years that we really want to meet people where they are, set those tiny habits based on their own biological, psychological, physiological needs, and then get them on the track to where they want to be. At the same time, at Fast Fit, we can't be everything to everybody. And we really need to focus on our core hedgehog of strength training. And so our philosophy here is that when you focus on strength training and you focus on adding muscle to the body, what you're doing is you're ramping up your metabolism. And when you ramp up your metabolism, you're going to be burning more calories at rest. And so that's sort of the engine. You're increasing that engine size. And so that's number one. And then if you want to lose fat, there's any number of ways of doing it. But we have sunsetted what we called our Peak Well program into what we're just calling very clean and simply our fat loss program. And we're focusing on our core value of evidence-based. So we're basically focusing on three key tools that have the most evidence and the most scientific backing for both people being able to lose fat well and keep the fat off.
Yeah. Now we've tried a lot of different solutions and approaches and just offering things to people to help our members with fat loss over the years. And Peak Well was something that we tried to stick with for the last few years, and it was great. And Jen's incredible, and what she's doing is actually fantastic. And yet, you know, we're pivoting into some of these new solutions and offerings. What would you say are the key principles that we've found with fat loss? Like what helps people? What works? What's worked for you just in that journey?
Yeah. So number one, and there's some controversy around this, but not much. I think it's specifically if you follow researchers, that this is what they focus on. They will all say the same thing, that fat loss comes down to energy balance. And so at the core of all this, no matter what happens, and I won't get into all of it, people want to talk about hormones or menopause or sleep, and these things all matter. And the laws of thermodynamics or the thermogenesis are still there. Like you need to burn more than you take in, right? And so that was the most sobering thing. I think Lane Norton talks about this a lot. The average American consumes 3,600 calories a day. And so we have all these podcasts now and books coming out saying like, oh, diseases because 100 years ago we started eating more seed oils, or maybe it's this thing, or maybe it's the pollution in the air. And okay, sure, but we're trying to major on the minors versus the idea that you're just consuming way too much fuel, and yeah, when you do that, you're going to gain fat, and when you get fat, you're going to be less healthy, and you're going to create disease state. So number one is energy balance. And energy balance can change if you lose too much muscle, that downregulates your metabolism and stuff. So it can be complicated. So the first tool, I'll just dive right into it, that we're partnering with and recommending to our members is a tool called Macro Factor. Macro Factor is an app. It's a place that you can input the foods that you're eating. And it's true, and this has the most evidence with it, that most people that lose weight do so by watching what they're eating and journaling it. So the thing I like about this app is it's easy. You can put your food in. You can scan labels. You can do all that kind of stuff. It tracks what you're eating, and it looks at the calories. And then you do weigh-ins, and you can use our prism scans and things like that. And it looks at the changes in your body composition. And then the algorithm basically knows, based on science, your age, your sex, all those sorts of things, how many calories you're burning. And then it can adjust how many calories you need to eat, including protein, et cetera, to help you lose fat and not lose muscle.
Amazing.
So yeah. That's principle one, everyone, which is energy balance.
Energy balance. And just like Fast Fit, everything you need, nothing you don't, trying to keep it simple. And we've learned some of these principles over the years. And so tell us some more about some of these other solutions, some of the tools that we're offering. You've got Macro Factor. What else are we doing?
So energy balance obviously is really vital. And I should say, and I should have mentioned, one of the great things about that app is that, and most people don't, I think, appreciate, is energy balance is over a larger amount of time than they would think. Just like protein, you need to eat it within 24 to 48 hours of lifting, not like 1 hour.
Right.
Energy balance, what matters is the average calories you consume on like a 7-day period, for example. Mm-hmm. So in studies, what will happen is people will fast, not eat, and go, I don't eat anything. And then they'll binge one day. And what they don't realize when we follow them around, the little researchers with their notes, is that their total average calories were still too high.
Mm.
So I wanted to kind of clear that up. The second thing when it comes to energy balance that makes people most successful, if you look at the data, is meal prepping or meal replacements. Because if what we consume matters, and we're living in a very loud, addictive environment, foods that are designed to be overconsumed and addictive and portions this big when you go to a restaurant, what matters next is being able to set that environment up, like James Clear talks about in Atomic Habits, to be successful. And so we've partnered with a company called Factor 75, but they essentially just look like Factor. And what they do is they'll actually ship you breakfast, dinner, lunch, whatever you want. And they're balanced calories and they're balanced macros like protein. And so when you see on Instagram people spending all day Sunday, you know, cooking rice and grilling chicken and doing these things and putting them out and meal prepping them, taking with you, which is very successful.
A lot of time.
Yes, but it takes a lot of time. And what are people here to do at Fast Fit?
Save time.
So we know that the truth is what matters, and evidence-based is our core value. So we know, okay, well, if energy balance matters, and if meal prepping or meal replacements are the most evidence way that people can do this, how can we help point people in directions that will get them there? And so Factor Foods is one of those solutions.
Amazing.
And so let me say, those two, and we'll talk about the third one in a moment, those two in our fat loss program are what I've been doing since December 1st. So I've been using the Factor app. I've been weighing in every so often. I've been putting in all my foods, and I've also had Factor food sent to my house for lunch and dinner, not breakfast or snacks. And I've been watching my energy balance and eating those foods, and I've just done that consistently for 10 weeks, 25 pounds down, no muscle loss.
And before we get into the boom here, I know that we experience a lot with our members that people will feel shameful because they have a hard time sticking with and just being consistent with any sort of rhythm, their routines, and Fast Fit and the perfect workout being 20 minutes twice a week, it's easy on the exercise side. But it seems like things like Macro Factor and Factor Meals would just help people with their consistency. What has that experience been like for you as you've been using those things in your ability to just be consistent with your habits?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll use the word effortless, because not only is the app so useful, but you can just scan the Factor food and it does it all. So I'm not weighing my food. I'm not trying to figure out how many calories are in these things. I'm not spending time at restaurants trying to chat with AI, like how much am I eating, which a recent study showed that AI was off by up to 700 calories when it came to looking at pictures of food and stuff. So that's useless. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for me, it's been kind of a cheat code. It's like, download the app, scan the Factor food box, and go about your business. Yeah. And that's been a lot easier. You can do this with prepping on your own. You can do this with counting food. You can do this in any other way, but that's the easiest.
You're really just removing friction at the end of the day. And so it's not a problem with you or anybody. It's just, how do we make this as easy as possible to stick in, just like the shorter workouts? So.
Exactly.
Okay, number three, what do you got?
Yeah, number three. We've talked in prior episodes, and we've got some episodes coming up with some of our members as well that are specialists in this field, GLPs. GLPs have gotten a bad rap over the last few years. They also have a great rap. but there's a lot of noise and confusion around GLPs as well. For those in my circle, I think a lot of people are still concerned or scared of them, and they're not all created equal. And so I won't get into all of it. I would recommend you go check out our podcast episodes with Kimberly, who has is a board-certified nurse practitioner and a member of ours in Denver. Yeah, she's awesome. And we got some future episodes coming up with Nicole Wolf, who's another board-certified nurse practitioner and has a functional office in Austin. And they go deep into GLPs. But what's important about that, and we've actually partnered with Kimberly's office on this, is that they know how to, A, look in, at your body and your blood work and understand, would you benefit from a GLP? Mm-hmm. B, they know that using tirzepatide, GLP-1 plus GIP is safe, has very little side effects, and is very effective compared to all the other ones like the Ozempics and stuff that had a lot of negative side effects and got a lot of bad press.
Yeah.
And they also have great relationships with the sort of top compounding pharmacies to ensure you're getting great quality stuff. And because of that, our members are able to get these tools at like $150 a month, which is incredible. I mean, when this stuff started, it was like $1,200 a month. So I'm not a great candidate for GLP and didn't end up using a GLP, but I've known people that have literally saved their health by using a GLP, and it was vital for them. And so that's the third pillar. It is the most evidence-based way to lose fat and keep it off in today's world. And so we had to include it when we looked at these principles.
Well, I think your last statements are really important too, because we know that reality is typically somewhere in the middle of everything. And so just like anything else, we say sometimes for some people in certain circumstances, and we definitely don't want to make a blanket statement about it, but we're really just bringing it to the table because there is so much great evidence for certain people,
right,
that it could be an incredible tool to just help on that journey,
yep,
and aid and support. So
exactly.
Well, I'm excited about the new stuff coming out. And I know as somebody who has kind of the opposite problem, it's hard for me to gain weight. You know, these tools aren't only for people who need fat loss. Like, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Just people who don't have a fat loss.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. If your goal isn't to lose weight, but maybe your goal is to focus on building muscle, these tools like MacroFactor have those algorithms as well. There's a fallacy in the bodybuilding space that you basically need to go consume a whole bunch of calories to bulk up, and you have to overconsume, and that's the only way to build muscle. More modern research and science shows that's not true. And the nuance here is if you're new to strength training, maybe a couple hundred calories above your maintenance calories, which again are not 3,600 a day, is all that's needed. If you're a trained individual like myself, it's almost maintenance that you need to bulk. So these apps do a really good job of walking you through that journey and making sure you're not overconsuming. On my Instagram, it's kind of vulnerable, but there's a picture of me 30 pounds heavier, basically just looking fat. And I thought I was just getting big and strong and muscular. And I would go do DEXA, and it's like, nah, you just got fatter. And so I've been able to focus on the right things and do that. It's also true that if you did good on a weight loss journey and lose fat and maintain your muscle, you can't then go from, let's say, 2,200 calories a day right back up to 3,000, because that can cause your body to get some mechanisms placed where you're going to gain fat. So you have to do what they refer to as reverse dieting. And so you might want to focus on building muscle, but you don't want to eat too much. And at some point, you might want to diet down to your maintenance. And also, somebody else might want to diet down to a cut and then reverse diet back to maintenance. And these tools do it pretty effortlessly.
Just help you again with the consistency, giving you the preciseness, and you don't have to schedule an appointment with somebody,
right,
necessarily to go do it. So
yeah, back in the day, these guys would charge $5,000 and they were called metabolic coaches, and they were checking in with you and doing accountability and coming up with algorithms and all this stuff. And all they were doing is exactly what this app does for like $9 a month or something.
Yeah. So man, I know I've been using it. I've been loving it. MacroFactor's been great. The Factor meals, they're super tasty too.
They're so tasty.
You know, styrofoam, they're incredible. So
yeah.
Awesome. Where can people access these resources?
Yeah. So, in our studios, in our app, on our website, we've got like fastfit.com/fatloss. If you go in our app, there's a card right there on the homepage, fat loss. You can ask your trainer about it. If you use MacroFactor, we've got a deal for our members. If you're working with Kimberly on the GLPs, we got a deal there. And so as things change and flow, we are going to continue to keep our eyes on what's the most evidence-based, simple tools people can use. And we'll make sure we pay attention to that and that our fat loss program provides those. But at the same time, we're letting these people, our partners, do what they do best to help our members get the results they want, quickest, easiest, simplest. And we're going to continue focusing on the muscle side of things.
Any sneak peeks or teasers on things that you're looking at or paying attention to?
Oh, man, that's a good question. No, but I will say that there are some great resources out there outside of things like Factor Foods. There's some other ones like Tempo and things like that. And so we're going to just keep those conversations going. And then, you know, outside of foods, for healing gut, for working with a functional medicine doctor, we've had a lot of them on. Sometimes people will do meal replacements that are actually more targeted for gut health and things like that. And so this would include things like bars or powders that are like, it's a long story, but they kind of mimic healthy foods and give you enough calories to heal you at the same time. So there might be an opportunity there in the future to point people to someone like Dr. Ruscio in his office and say, hey, you can do an elemental diet and you can use these supplements to do that. And we've partnered with them as well. So something that's spinning around in my brain right now.
Yeah, we've got our supplement partners already. And I just love that we're kind of becoming this one-stop shop. Like you know, eventually you don't really have to go anywhere or do anything else. And that doesn't make other things wrong necessarily, but it's just easy and convenient having it all here. So
yeah.
Anything else on the fat loss program, the topic, transition that
no, if you
say it's important?
If you've been working with Jen in the past, she's still coaching. She's an amazing coach and friend. So feel free to reach out to her. Otherwise, fat loss is one of your goals. Chat with your trainer and try out some of these tools. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you've got great ideas, something that's working well for you, please email me. You can respond to my newsletter every week. I get those directly because we're constantly learning and we want to grow with you.
Awesome. I love it.
All right, man.
Well, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, I'm going to be host next time. I'm tired of being in the seat.
Yeah, well, you can interview me on gaining muscle and we'll just talk about having to just stuff yourself bulletproof.
I love it. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap, everybody. Thanks for being here this week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well-lived. See you next time.